This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Cowboy, thank you so much for joining us on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, man.
I'm not sure if it's the line. Maybe if we kuluma again, this is also good to line your kinjani, but.
Nani zongo?
Yes.
100%.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much. I've got Unomfundo and Udimpo here. Tell us about this song. How was it like being in studio? Nenzelengo Mekoli. It must have been fun.
To be honest with you, it was fun. It was fun. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest songs to make.
Mm.
And because it was still earliest days, man, of our career, you know?
Mm.
And we always wanted this so bad. But at the same time, we wanted to enjoy while in the process of making it, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would say this was one of the funniest songs, and it was my first hit, to be quite honest, you understand? The Hitlam Look Gala is a cowboy,
sure. Yeah,
well?
Mm.
So, yeah, it has too many memories,
mm-hmm.
and books are half, like, Bungagabi, the way you know, call the man, you know what?
Yes.
So, every time when I listen to that song, it's like, hey, man, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that is amazing, cowboy. Dimpo here, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
So, you have gone from singing in church and school choirs to becoming one of the biggest names in Amapiano. Looking back, what moment made you realize that this was more than just passion, you know? This was you and, like, what you wanted to.
Yeah. I think, Mama, like, hey, these pictures, like, is me, you understand? And things are really interesting. But I think one moment that made me realize it was now I need to start taking this thing seriously and uyenzelindlela for abanye abangilandelayo, you understand?
Mm.
It's when I was invited to DJ Maphorisa's studio, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way I'm going back home. Like, after this, I have to make this work. So I think that's the moment that I realized with Ish, if I could... It's quite so inspiring for not just me, but for someone who's looking at me or say, hey, talaga yung pegile lumpana lo apusha each and every day.
Yeah.
So gang chavulisa when I see things like this happening, you understand? And I'm nyagwazi kuthi motivateke so that tomorrow I can be able to become maybe like a better guy than me, you know, those things are so inspiring. So I think that's the moment Lang Shayoko with Norman. This thing is actually way bigger than I think it is.
Cowboy is a very catchy name, right? Coming up, cowboy, like, where does the name come from? And this person now who's now one of the most, biggest South African amapiano artist and a DJ. How come up nikamanje lithi cowboy?
I think especially when I started making music, because I play soccer, right? But obviously something that has been always in the family and in the people that I hang around. I'm no longer whoever I used to be. So now being is to a point where I felt like I'll be changing a lot of things because I was learning a lot about branding. So I've seen the sharp using which in Chamakama each and every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
So Espolini, because I was moving from one primary school to another.
Yeah.
I think I moved to school in Sabelung at the time, you know. But I was doing my last year primary.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was in school in both feet and I was nearly swap. I was so in the Kamanyana.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So obviously, I think what this one time I was very late for class and they were just 18, you know?
Mm.
Sorry, but we just 18. So they did their thing. So when Figa Mina, Umembe, so he didn't give me the script. He just gave me a role of acting like a talking cow, you understand?
Yeah.
So I think that was the funniest in class, and I nailed the role. So at the time, I think they were like, actually, who is this kid? Because I know he's a new kid. But because I always miss every time I need to call him. So, what you know, from now on, I'm the busy call boy, and I'm the only one who's allowed to do that. But obviously, as a school, I need it.
Because
of busy call boy. So I think from there, I just changed the Y, then I turned it into the double I. Then from there, I just moved, man. In everything that I do, I just wanted to be known as a cowboy, you understand?
Definitely.
So I think we just discovered a new name for Ukaupo, actually, because I think we just discovered we're an all-round artist. Acting. Because we're saying he was an acting class.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So I think we're looking at it. As Ukaupo, I'm not just a DJ and a musician, but I'm also an actor.
Yes.
An all-round artist.
Interesting. And now that...
Man, I would say, we have man, movie looks, you know, and especially if you have in Zala, you Puma, man. Not just because maybe in Zinan, we end up in a shop or Ganzan, but because you're just a person who's a go getter, who wants, like, better for himself. Everything that is surrounding you, Uzoizam, you understand? So I was that one kid who always wanted to be part of everything that's happening, especially when it comes to building this line of person or the career person, you understand? So I was one person who was, I'm still one person who's concerned in the building. Never. So it's thing I didn't think it's a telephone, but that's something that I always knew that I can do because I'm a guy who is human, you understand? So I didn't think I'm sure, which maybe an act. But I think the music thing took a biggest part in everything that I did. Music was an egg, Baba. So yeah, man, I think that's the case. I do all around.
Definitely, you are an all rounder, and you've made a name for yourself from Ukaupoi ga mem classini to Ukaupoi we kind, and even internationally. I mean, you've worked with also some of the biggest names in the industry, the likes of Uncle Waffles, K Mad, Amerfest Souls, Obo Lala, Regal, to just to name a few. What has been the most challenging collaboration that you've had, Ukaupoi, and the one that inspired you the most?
Most challenging record I had.
Yes.
I'm gonna try and think of one. I won't think a lot because I think money, you understand, because each and every day you go into the studio looking for a different day. So if you have more so funa in the different, it becomes hard to So I think one of the songs has to be Bayaz. Yeah, Bayaz was the song that had to determine with the adult. Are you going back to the hood? Or are you staying here?
It was like your make and break. Because
I remember it was a camp. So this morning, you understand? And the Buleo camp is a camp whereby something is always over to this one person who called us over to the camp.
Yeah.
So now I'm just that new kid at the corner there. I'm like, everyone is recording. You're not given a chance. So,
to like prove yourself.
It was that thing, if you get the shot, now we have to kill it, or maybe we will
again.
So I think when I got that shot, as much as I was so scared, I was panicking and everything, but that was the song that definitely changed the whole thing of how I see things now.
Yes. All right, quickly, we do have also another song of yours. It's called Uhambo, and it's a song Oyipusha Kakhulu Manje. Let's just go to this song, and then we'll come back. We're going to speak more about it.
Sounds of Ukaupoi. I'm in a tattoo hat. I'm shooting small keys. Here on MET Radio, shaping on the future. This is Vukubangena Breakfast Show. The only way to start your day. And right now, the time is exactly 25 minutes before the top of the hour. And if you just joined us, we do have Ukaupoi. And I'm Sanja on the Vukubangena Breakfast Show, telling us about his journey into music and as an all-round artist. And right now, his latest song, which is called Uhambo. Ukaupoi, please tell us more about the song. How did it start? Kwenzakalani nje?
This song is actually a continuation from a song from my first album.
Yes.
Called Uhambo. That's why it's called Uhambo 2.0, this one.
Okay.
The first one is the one that has Tato Hati, and this one is the one that he has, you know.
Okay.
So it's a song that I wanted to invite everyone,
mm-hmm.
because it's not just going to end here. It's just going to be a continuation until whenever it ends, you know.
Mm.
So that it's a healing space, basically, whereby anyone can just come and speak, you know,
okay.
What they know about what they, where they come from, actually. You understand?
Yeah.
Which is a kaya. That's why it's called Uhambo, you understand it? And it basically speaks about the importance of going back home. And what are the benefits that you get out of it, you know?
Because mm-hmm.
especially at this day and age, sinasibancane and the sevens are almost, someone who won't get down, and then you get to come back only once at home.
Yeah.
You know? And that moment, you just have to tell us, good, what does that moment mean to you? Or what does that moment, like, you should see, basically, and she basically understand. So
yeah.
This song of the continuation was basically speaking about that, you know. Then the first one, it was a different thing, but it's the same line of everything that we were speaking about. But it came about Azzy, the featured artist,
mm-hmm.
so, and the song. He sent me the song one day. I think Uyenzi and I, he was listening to my song.
Mm.
So he made this one, the 2.0. He was like, boy, I made this song.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give it to you, you know.
Yeah.
With the, I wanted it to be your song because I felt like it made sense compared to the one you make. If God, and understand.
Yeah.
So I just had to put the verse, and yeah, man, it was not the hardest song to make. It was just a song that is totally a. And that way, maybe so it will be funa ukuluma or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I think when we met, it was just a magical moment. Then, yeah, man, Uhambo 2.0, that's how it came about.
Kunjalo J. And I know there is, you have your recent projects, Owenzile.
Yeah.
This isn't AI. Umhlekazi series and Days After AI. Those projects have sparked a lot of conversation online. Maybe what message or feeling did you want listeners to take away from umsebenzi wakho loyo, This Isn't AI?
Oh, This Isn't AI was the first one. The recent one, he got a little shop,
eh?
Yeah. But this one was a much different album from compared to the first one, because the first one, equally, I would say, equally, cowboy or sangena in the industry, you know? The upbeat cowboy, and the cowboy is willing to do anything now, actually. Give me now, I'll do it, you know. But it was a fun album to make because it was showing me the person that I was at the time compared to now. Don't take a move and understand.
Sure.
And this is one of the albums that I respect a lot, you know.
Yes.
But this one, I would say, it's different because it was the cowboy that already adapted in this industry, you know. So now, so we're talking about topics that are affecting us in this industry. That cool, you understand? There's a song that I made, it's called Emadlelena Lusaza, in this recent project. So it's basically talking about the questions that we always ask ourselves is like the youth, you know, which is to continue into them is popping. And so they are touching based on those type of topics, to say, to be precise, you know. But yeah, the album really cool as a not just to cowboy, but as a species, you know, with his understanding, what do I want going forward?
Yes.
An artist I want to preview myself as in the next maybe 2 years or Ranjan, you know.
Sure.
The album, maybe Elim Fundi Silek, I've been in the industry, and it took a long time to compile. So, yeah, man. But I would say, man, I respect all my albums, man. But this one, I would say I give it a 10 compared to the first one, because it's an album that's definitely going to take time for people to understand. And I think that was the intention, you know. So that you make Ingo message you with no man. Next Saturday, and I'm in the Muntala, while we're going through something or anything.
Okay.
Oh, well, Kai Boy, that was so amazing. And for your final act today, for our actor, singakuthola phi on social media or emails or just, you know, phela masase sikufuna nathi ukuthi uzosiselectela somewhere. Sazi ukuthi sizokuthola phi.
All right. On Instagram is just Cowboy with a double I.
Yes.
In the end, not the Y. Facebook is Cowboy double I. Instagram is Cowboy double I 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 11 as I did. Then, yeah, man, those are the platforms that I'm currently active on. And don't forget to stream the album.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much for your time and just talking to us on this radio.
Yeah, well,
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate you, Cowboy. And that is how we wrap it up with him, man. Definitely giving us some insights. As him keeping ngoma yakhe intengantenge on MET Radio.
Intengantenge.
Yeah, man. If we had time, Cowboy, we would speak about this song. It's one of the amazing songs
Ogwa's
released. But thank you so much for joining us.
This is an MET Radio podcast.